وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد: والفرقان الحميد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. الحمد لله. Allah SWT has blessed us by entering the month of Shawwal, gives us another opportunity to take part in fasting in this month of Shawwal, and continuing inshallah the good we have done out of the month of Ramadan, or continuing to do the good that we have done in Ramadan out of the month of Ramadan. When Allah SWT wishes good for a person, He creates opportunities for a person to do good deeds. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that a person doesn't care for much good, and that person is now using Allah, using the Quran, using the Sunnah in the wrong way, then Allah says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِي فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Now do whatever you want to do. I gave you guidance. I gave you Kitabullah. I gave you a prophet to follow. I gave you a beautiful day to follow. I gave you a beautiful month to be part of. Allah does not give this to everyone. The world population is roughly 7 billion. Allah only chose a select few to be a Muslim. Yes, we say 1.7 billion. But out of that, only a very few Allah will allow to live a life as Muslims, and inshallah even die as Muslims. That's why we make the dua: Allahumma thabbitna al-iman wa amitna al-iman wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al iman. That Allah keep me firm on iman. Why did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam need to make this dua? Can there be a person more firm than a prophet? Can there be a person more firm than our prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Obviously no. But yet he made this dua: Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman. O Allah, keep us upon, firm upon iman. And it wasn't just the end, because to be on iman is a continual thing. It doesn't just come one day and goes away the next day. It is a process that will be inshallah today. It'll keep us till the point we die. Because many people say, and we have heard many say this, a person can be only said to be inshallah a perfect Muslim not only by the way he lived or she lived their life, but as a consequence of the manner in which they died. So many people live 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, and they take out one wrong word, such as, I'm living for 60 years. Look at my business. Allah has not given me anything. I live for 70 years. Allah, look at the type of daughters-in-law and son-in-laws He has given me. All are a mess. That's it. You are uttering words that are now looking down upon Allah. Have we not forgotten that sometimes when we go through difficulty and challenge, it at least allows us to pick up our hand? You know, many of us will not even say, oh Allah, give me this or give me that, if we had no difficulty. At least because of the challenges we are going through, we pick up in our hand and we say, oh Allah. Otherwise, even that oh Allah will not come out of our mouths. That's why the ulama say that many times the challenges you go through, whether it's in your family life, business life, social life, economic life, international politics, local politics, at least it gets you to realize sometimes that there is something beyond me. There is something beyond my friends. There is something beyond my family. It is called Allah. So therefore, the dua we make, Allahumma thabbitna al-iman wa amitna al-iman. Allah, take my life away with iman. Wahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al iman. And also gather me on the day of qiyamah. Resurrect me with iman. Resurrect me with those that have iman. Resurrect me with those, inshallah, that will also go towards paradise, Jannah. This comes after tremendous amount of work, my brothers.
That is why the month of Ramadan came into existence. You know, everything that was supposed to go up went up in Ramadan. The istighfar we make went up in Ramadan. The Quran we read, inshallah, went up in the month of Ramadan. The charity we give goes up in the month of Ramadan. The listening of Quran goes up in the month of Ramadan. They say everything that's supposed to go up went up in the month of Ramadan. And that is something that should continue. But after the month of Ramadan, things change. And we cannot let these things change. Because Allah has not changed. Quran has not changed. Rasulullah, that has not changed. Sunnah, that has not changed. Proper and perfect aqidah, that has not changed. You have changed for the better in the month of Ramadan. Now why is it we go back to the old ways? That is something we have to evaluate. That is why Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, and he reports the hadith of Rasulullah, and it says the following. Once the companion of Rasulullah asked Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, هَلْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that how will we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? You know, in today's time, we take it so simple. We even tell our children, yeah, on the day of Qiyamah, you're going to see Allah. Isn't that so nice? We don't even think that how can I even tell my child we're going to see Allah. Now, of course, we should be positive to our children. No one denies that they are our children. But sometimes we have to use both sides of our mind and thinking and brain. That yes, we are trying to motivate that child by saying, how nice it will be to see Allah. But the question we have to ask ourselves is, but do my eyes deserve to see Allah? What do I look at on the internet? What do I look at when I go to work? When I go to events, where are my eyes roaming to? You know, they say religion has become a business. And one of the scholars, when I say scholars, I mean the brother studied, because I don't think a true scholar speaks this way. Regardless, he said, if we want to generate more income for our Islamic society, and by the way, this is out of state, it's not referring to Utah Islamic Society, then what we have to do is have an event or a fundraising in such a way that men and women are both invited in the same sphere. So the others over there said, but how can you do that? You are an alim, you studied the deen. If somebody else says this and you went on with it, we can say, well, the shura decided. But how can you as an imam, as a scholar say, that we need to have women and men mixed together in one event? And he says, if you want money, you got to give men and women access to one another. Because when women are dressed up and they look good, and men are dressed up and they look good, the man has to always impress the woman and those other women around that, see, I got what Allah gave me. I have a lot, and he will give money. And guess what? Statistically, this guy is right. Now with that same, imagine, our eyes are looking at haram. You know what I say? I remember this once. This brother was saying, in salah, Sheikh, I can't stop thinking of my wife. What do you tell the guy? Alhamdulillah, you're thinking of your wife in salah, not somebody else's wife. I'm not saying think of women in salah, but what I'm saying is, imagine now, with your eyes, you are in an Islamic environment. With your halal money, you are with a group of good people. And in that environment, you are looking at what you're not supposed to look at. And with that very eye, with that very giving, with that very sacrifice, with that very $1,000 you may give, which you work so hard for, with your family, on the day of Qiyamah, you want to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something to reflect upon. So therefore the Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will we be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our eyes, in other words, on the day of Qiyamah? Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in translating, Do you see any challenge? Do you see any difficulty in seeing the sun at midday when it is not cloudy? The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, obviously not. Do you see any difficulty in seeing the moon at night when the moon is clear there and it's a full moon? They responded by saying, obviously no, Ya Rasulullah. Thereafter, Rasulullah said something very beautiful. You will not face any difficulty in seeing Allah as much as seeing one of them. Even when you have to look at the clear moon, the sun, sometimes, look at the beautiful words of Rasulullah. Because when you look at the sun, or something, maybe a slight distraction, Rasulullah said, regarding your Allah, who is merciful, who is loving, who is compassionate, who is giving in every situation, rest assured, my Sahaba, even when you look at the sun and moon, they may be a challenge, but there'll never be a challenge regarding watching of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, he sat down and said, says, then Allah will sit down for judgment upon the slaves and say, oh, so and so, did I, and this is what I want to leave you with. Seeing Allah is one thing, but this is the very important thing. Did I not honor you and make you a chief, a leader, and provide you with a spouse? Subdue things, for example, that were in your control. You know, you drive a car, they're talking of horses and camels in the hadith, but that's separate. You know that car you are driving? It's a human, they call it, a human machine, or rather, the biggest killer on earth. If that car goes out, that bus goes out, that brakes goes out, that's it. You are gone, everyone else is gone with you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this sometimes on the roads. May Allah protect us, inshallah. But you see what is happening on the roads from time to time. Buses go out, trucks go out, tankers go out. Allah is saying, I honor you, I make you a leader, number one. Number two, I allow things to be subjugated under your power. Allah says, I'm the Malik. But I also give you a tremendous amount of control over your women folk, over your men folk, over your children, over your animals. In other words, over your cars, over people on the road. Allah says, I give you so much, so much. Then the hadith says, in translating, and offered you an opportunity to rule over people. And whatever benefit sometimes they may be given, whatever definition of ruling here takes place, you are able to benefit of that. So, O servants, from other hadiths we learn, what are you doing with the responsibility I have given you? Are you using the responsibility towards that which is negligent? Are you taking that responsibility and exploiting the lives of others? Are you taking that beauty Allah has given you, the power Allah has given you, to subjugate innocent people and turn them into slaves for your benefit? Then Allah is asking, who is the master? Who is the true leader? Who is the true guide? You are forgetting, Allah is saying. Today you are asking, can I see Allah? Allah is, and Rasulullah is responding to different hadiths and Quranic ayah, that yes, you will be able to see Allah. But do you deserve to see Allah? Do I deserve to see Allah? That Allah, that's a controller of controller, who made you and I also at times control. When Allah controls, we make mistakes and He forgives. And He gets us back on right track. Allah is saying, when I make you a controller, do you forgive? Or do you now use that as vengeance? Yes, I did this for you, now what are you doing back for me? So my brothers, in conclusion, and inshallah next week and following, we'll try to continue with this beautiful hadith. And we will end off with the following note. The beautiful month of Ramadan has left us. Its qualities, inshallah, should not leave us. And we should remain focused on the good that we benefited. Yes, it may be difficult to read Quran, but Allah gave us all these various apps out there. 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there will never hurt. And the reward will be, inshallah, greater. Fasting 2 times a week, 3 times in the middle of every month, 13, 14, 14, 15, 16 of every month. Continuing to eat, like iftar time, we eat with our families, many of us. At least out of the month of Ramadan, continue to have dinners with our family. Try to make way to have breakfast with our family. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, I meet people that are old. And you know what they say? I remember back then, when they show you a picture of their granddaughter or their daughter, I remember I had breakfast with her once, and this is what she said. I used to have dinner with my so-and-so, and I remember what he said. Don't let those memories go to waste. You had iftar, continue having dinners. No need for everyone to be playing on their phones in separate rooms. You perform salah and you reminded your family for salah in the month of Ramadan, continue that. We learn from a hadith, you continue those good habits. Forget about waiting for Jannah to come. Your Jannah will begin, inshallah, in this world. May Allah help us and guide us at all times. Wa akhidawana, alhamdulillah.